The seafood you eat, maybe the seafood you're eating right now, may have been caught by slaves. That's the takeaway from a year-long report by the Associated Press. They looked into fishing practices in Indonesia. For seafood consumers in a place like Seattle, this creates a problem. Many of us like to vote with our dollars. But in a system such as ours with such a long supply chain, it's hard to tell if any of your money is going to fisheries that violate human rights. Tobias Aguirre is executive director of Fishwise, a sustainable seafood consultancy. He's also a member of the Fair Trade Fisheries Advisory Council, and he talked to KUOW's Marcy Silman.
I am a consumer. I just heard this really horrifying story about slavery in Asian fisheries, and I want to make sure that not 1 cent of my money gets to those people. So what can I do?
The first thing we want to do is try to shorten that supply chain, and what that means is get closer to the water and visit your local farmer's market. There's also things called community-supported fisheries where you can sign up and you get a weekly or monthly share and go and pick up your seafood that way. Hmm. So those are a couple of easier ways. And then, U.S. management and enforcement on these kinds of issues is actually really strong. So domestic seafood is also a safe choice.
Are there labels on seafood that I can trust?
So there's something called country of origin labeling. And so that'll tell you the country of origin and how it was caught or farmed. So often say USA wild or Thailand farmed. But what we found in general, that's not really enough information. Sometimes, for example, Alaskan salmon can be caught there, sent to China to be processed, and then it becomes a product of China. So one way to overcome that hurdle is to work with or shop at a reputable company that has a strong sustainable seafood program. And in your area, you have the PCC markets, and they've been working really hard on this topic for many years.
I'm talking with Tobias Aguirre. He's executive director of Fishwise. Seattleites often use boycotts to practice their politics. Should we boycott Asian fish?
You know, in this instance, no. It's really a challenging issue because by definition, slavery and illegal fishing, they happen in the dark areas of the economy, in the black market. And so even the most responsible seafood retailers and suppliers, despite their best efforts, can have an incredibly difficult time identifying or rooting out these challenges. We think it's much more effective to support companies and our government to put political pressure and financial pressure on these countries that are enabling these egregious practices to exist.
Tobias Aguirre, we've got fair trade labeling for coffee. Why not fair trade labeling for seafood?
Well, actually, we have some great news. So for the first time ever in March, Safeway actually launched the world's first fair trade seafood product. And it's a yellowfin ahi tuna product from Indonesia. So we're really excited. It's kind of a groundbreaking project, and we hope that more fisheries will get certified by fair trade, and so then we know that it's both environmentally and socially responsible.
Will we see an expansion of the fair trade labeling for seafood?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that many fisheries have approached them, and so this tuna product was a pilot, and it's been very well received. So we expect them to only grow from here because clearly there's a need.
So I hear that there are a lot of programs starting. Back to me, the consumer wanting to eat some fish. What is the most important thing for me to look for when I shop?
Local seafood is a great place to start. And start the conversation with your local grocer. Tell them that these issues are important, that they matter to you, and that you want them to move in this direction, and they'll respond.
Tobias, thank you very much for taking time to talk with me today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Tobias Aguirre, executive director of Fishwise. They work with grocers like Safeway to create a sustainable supply chain for their fish. He spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman, and we just wanted to have more information for you about how you could kind of deal with this Associated Press investigation that uncovered the use of slaves in fishing fleets in Indonesia. You can find that story at KUOW.org.